Welcome to News Video Clip. Last week, two young people scaled the Empire State Building. They got to the very top where they unfurled this peace banner, and then the guy got down on one knee to propose to the girl. So let's watch the video from CNN.
Selfie stick. Clearly looks like a selfie stick. Yeah. Go up. Somebody went on one knee. We don't know what the gender of these individuals.
Yeah.
Went on one knee, looked like a proposal. They hug, and it looks like it's just being captured by somebody's cell phone.
It's probably streaming somewhere. Yeah, it's probably streaming somewhere live right now. I'm not able to access it. I've been given some links about who they are, but we'll let the reporters figure out who they are. But this is performative, I am all for love. I am all for romance. Let me just tell you, this is egregious for about 10,000 reasons. And
okay, so we heard what the reporter from CNN said. She goes, this is egregious for about 10,000 reasons. Really? This young couple, they didn't hurt anybody. Zero. All they did was climb to the top of the Empire State Building. In fact, let's learn a little bit more about them because CNN didn't have the facts. Their names are Angela Nikolaw and Ivan Kuznetsov. They were each charged with first-degree reckless endangerment, even though they didn't endanger anybody. Second-degree criminal mischief, again, they did not endanger anyone. And there was another charge for climbing the Empire State Building. So obviously some bogus charges here. They've pleaded not guilty. Good for them. The banner that they unfurled read, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace." Oh, wow. How terrifying. I can just hear that woman on CNN having a stroke, right? That's just so shocking, isn't it? You can actually learn more about this couple that climbed the Empire State Building on Netflix. There was a 2024 documentary called Skywalkers, A Love Story. And what they do, this couple, they go to different skyscrapers around the world and they climb the buildings. That's all they do. They don't hurt anybody. They don't injure anyone. Although it sounds like they hurt some feelings over at CNN. Oh, wow. Oh, what a tragedy. All right, now we're going to go over to 34-time felon and adjudicated rapist Donald Trump, who gave a speech at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd. So let's listen to what the fascist in chief had to say.
So on the eve of this 250th anniversary of American heritage, we resolve and swear for all to hear that the citizens of the United States of America will vanquish communism quickly. Don't let them take too much of your time. You know they're wasting your time, don't you? But we're not going to let them take too long or too much of our time as they play their games and send them into exile. We will send them quickly away, and we will...
So there we have President Trump saying that anyone who he deems to be a communist, he's going to exile. What about due process? What about the U.S. Constitution? Pretty sure that's still in effect. And where are those CNN commentators? Why aren't they calling this egregious? Why aren't they calling out this fascist for what he is? It sounds like they're gutless. All right, now we're going to go to Washington, D.C. on July 4th. There was a white supremacist group called Patriot Front, and they marched with, of course, masks over their faces because they're so brave. And let's watch the clip.
LA looks like mom. LA looks just like mom. Oh, yeah. You're doing good, bud. You're doing good. We got plenty of stuff.
How many viewers we got?
We're up to 460 now.
Let's go.
That's incredible.
What's up, YouTube? You guys having fun? Happy 250, guys.
Happy 250. I know it's hard to see the screen, Can we get ones in the chat if audio, video, all that's good? Can we get ones? Is everybody doing okay? If we got 460 people in here, then we
can we get ones in the chat for a total Aryan Maugre?
Ones in the chat for total Aryan Maugre, total Aryan victory, total Aryan.
So there you go. The two racists, I guess they're commentating all this, calling this a total Aryan victory. It's just a bunch of white racists covering their faces with masks, white supremacists. Now let's watch another clip of these people. And they're going to be doing some marching and shouting, which actually does sound like neo-Nazis or something. Let's listen. Of course, the irony here is they're screaming life, liberty, victory, and some of them are holding Confederate flags, which of course represented slavery in the United States during the Civil War. So these people don't want life and liberty and life or liberty, except for white people, except for white racists who think like they do. Anyways, we're going to go over now to Fox News. And Caroline Leavitt, who is Trump's press secretary, she's been on paid maternity leave. Most women in America don't get paid maternity leave because the Republicans oppose it, but she does. And she was on Fox News complaining about how people in her, of her generation are just not working hard enough. So let's listen to this clip from I've Had It, shall we?
Caroline Leavitt's maternity leave, unfortunately, has ended way too soon. And here she is talking to Jesse Waters about Gen Z and the hypocrisy and lack of self-awareness is so rich. Play the clip.
These kids, and I call them kids because they're in their 20s,
yeah,
and they've never had real jobs and they're complaining things are expensive. Yes, things are expensive when you don't have a real job.
Right.
Do you think that's getting traction, complaining?
Unfortunately, I do, because this generation, my generation, I hate to say it, Gen Z and those younger than me have been raised with just silver spoons in their mouths, just getting everything handed to them. That's not the values this country was built on. It was built on meritocracy and hard work, pulling up your sleeves, pulling yourself up from your bootstraps, and achieving the American dream. And we need to protect. Okay, this is a woman who is married to a 60-year-old rich guy. So she wants to talk about putting things in her mouth to advance forward. Let's have that conversation, Caroline. Let's talk about what you put in your mouth compared to what hardworking Americans put in their mouth to get the positions where they are. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I think it's incredibly important to talk about the fact that she is completely bald-faced lying in a propagandic sense and gaslighting the public about silver spoons. Donald Trump inherited $500 million, completely bankrupted it multiple times. He would be in prison right now if not for the lack of us always capitulating to right-wing narratives and always capitulating to this patriarchal system that white men shouldn't be held fully accountable, because what's that going to do to the electorate? So we have, a lot of us have incubated this situation. Then you get to his kids, Dumb and Dumber, which there is a video of Trump saying, you know, my kids are able to trade stock now because they have all this insider information. So there's no meritocracy with Dumb and Dumber. There's no meritocracy with Caroline Leavitt. Caroline Leavitt just knows how to suck the chrome off the tailpipe, and then she has ascended to be in this position. These people lecturing us about hard work and bootstraps is just late stage Versailles stuff. That's where we are in this phase of this fascist takeover. Not to mention Caroline Leavitt, who ran for Congress twice, has left the vendors
And there are hundreds of thousands of dollars in her for her campaign that she's never paid back. So don't talk to me about what it takes and bootstraps and working when you have left all the people that you hired to do work for you unpaid, just like Donald Trump has.
So that's a good point that Angie Sullivan makes. Why hasn't Caroline Leavitt paid the people who worked on her two failed campaigns? Why did she stiff them? I thought she believed in hard work. Oh, she likes hard work when other people do it for free. I guess that's how it works. Okay, got it. Alrighty, we have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Kristen Hawkins, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, none of those people back up their claims. They're all paid influencers. They get talking points from the Trump White House and from the Republican Party. And all they do is just parrot those talking points. They never back up their claims. We back up everything we state. All right, I want to thank everybody who subscribed to this channel. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe, or you can hate us and subscribe. Or you can just hate me, but please subscribe. Alrighty, that's all we have for now. We'll be back later with more stories.